held Daniel up, and he was like a wee bird that fell out of the nest. He was 2 pounds 3. His skin, you could see through it. His father's wedding ring would have fitted over his hand and onto his arm, no problem at all. You know, but he was perfectly formed and breathing, you know, and like he is just a miracle. And a lot of them other babies that's there, I've seen them all struggle. Some made it, some didn't. We were just very lucky.
Daniel made an early appearance into the world, but then there was a long road ahead for you both. Mm-hmm. Daniel was in the neonatal unit for several months.
He stayed in the neonatal unit for 10 weeks. Now, those 10 weeks, we were very lucky that he was actually our first child. I was able to spend morning, noon and night at that unit. And that unit sort of just became a second home.
When you finally got to walk through the hospital doors and home with your newborn baby, it must have been an extra special feeling knowing what he'd been through.
It was very special, and it was a relief to actually be getting Daniel out home. But to be honest, the day that they told me that he was going home, I cried. I was absolutely petrified. And when the sister says to me, well, Sinead, now are you all set? Are you all organised? And I just broke down crying. And she says, Sinead, look, we're at the end of the phone, no matter what time of the day or night it is. If you're worried at all, just you pick up that phone and give us a ring. And we took Daniel home, and then in those days, one of the auxiliary nurses would have taken the baby down the lifts, you know, and out to the car for you. And it was the auxiliary nurse, Helen. She was an absolute dote, so she is. She was taking Daniel down in the lift with me, and Danny had gone to get the car. And the whole way down the lift, everybody was going, oh, look at the wee tiny baby. And I was going in my head, he's 2.5 months old, you know. But he hadn't even made the £5, he was only £4 something. And that night, me and Danny just sat at the edge of the bed because they listened to see if he was actually breathing. We never closed our eyes at all. It was absolutely petrifying.
So Daniel's now 22 and he's just going from strength to strength. Tell me a wee bit more about the man that Daniel's becoming.
He is now at university. So he's finishing his third year out in placement and going on out his final year. And he is studying international travel and tourism. He has got a real love for traditional music. And he is a real gift at music, very talented.
You must have been so proud.
Oh, I am so proud of
your gratitude for the staff in the neonatal unit has spanned 20 years, because for the last 20 years you've been fundraising and you've reached the grand total of £60,000. Why did you feel so inspired to do that?
Well, during my time in the neonatal with Daniel, you actually seen the amount of machinery and the amount of work and stuff that all had to be done. And I remember one of the nurses telling me at the time that it cost like something, now this is going back 22 years, something like £50,000 for a child in the neonatal. And I thought, you know, I know the health service gets a lot of bad publicity, you know, but the staff work wonders with what they have. So I thought, you know, I have no other way of showing my gratitude to the staff and Anthony Gavin other than doing fundraising. And as a dancing teacher, I organised an annual fish. So we held it on Daniel's first birthday, and I organise it every year since. And then once you hand that money over and you just feel it's gone to a really good cause, you know, and they do buy equipment and they do put it to good use. There's equipment over in Alton Gavin that has Daniel's name on it and the baby unit.
What would you say to any mum who finds themselves in the position where they have a baby at the very early stages of pregnancy and they look at this wee tiny baby and they are, like you were, petrified? What would your advice be to them?
Well, I would say there's always hope. It's a very long and it's a very hard journey, and it is heartbreaking. I mean, as I said, I cried every day. Those nurses, those doctors seen me at my worst. But with a lot of support from the medical staff and family, you do get there. There is a light at the end of that tunnel, you know, and we are truly blessed with Daniel.